Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carnival Cruise Line brand ambassador John Heald said that the company is hopeful that a return to service could happen in November or possibly even sooner. He said that Carnival continues to work with the CDC on a plan that would help keep everyone safe. As questions poured in from people looking for more details, he promised, "When I know, you will know." And Cruise and Maritime Voyages will be sending 5 ships to the auction block next month as the embattled cruise line finally goes out of business. The 5 ships being auctioned off are the Vasco da Gama, Columbus, Marco Polo, Astor, and Magellan, which formerly sailed as Carnival Holiday until 2009. All of these ships are available for inspection and will be sold as is, where is. If there are no buyers, the vessels will likely be scrapped. And finally, as the cruise industry continues to find ways to increase sustainability, an Oxford Economic Report says that 49% of newly built cruise ships will be fueled by LNG technology. The report also says that the industry has spent over $23.5 billion towards ships that will utilize cleaner fuel. Adam Goldstein, chairman of CLIA Global, said greater investment in research is critical to identifying and producing new fuels and propulsion systems. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.
On this September 11th, Cruise Radio remembers those lives lost, the heroes on that day, and the men and women of the United States military who protect us every day.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?